some fans from some team. I don't want to say which one. Say you're all about the PIR. Is that true? What do you say to those people?
Man, the only thing that comes to my mind and the only thing I care with PIR and peer is Piraeus.
For sure, man. Everybody, and welcome to another edition of EuroLeague and Friends MVP Talk. I'm Daynar Lucas, and today we've got a very special guest, the man, the myth, the living legend, Sasha Vezenkov of Olympiakos Piraeus. Sasha, what's up, my man?
Hey, good morning to everybody. Happy to be with you. Everything good?
You're a smart guy, man. I'm assuming you know why you're here. Do you know why you're here?
You know, always I have something in my mind, but you know, I'm waiting you to tell me.
Well, we're not going to just tell you. We're going to show you. You got a box around you somewhere. Check it out. I don't know. Look around you on the side or underneath you, wherever it is. Give that a little open up and show it what it is. Show us what it is.
January again.
Bravo, bravo. The January MVP. I mean, I don't think it comes as much of a shock to you, does it? The way you played that last month?
First of all, I want to thank my teammates and my team always, you know, because the MVP of the month is about winning. And when you win as much as you can, then, you know, this award comes. But for me, you know, as you know me, it's not a priority. The most important for me is when the team is winning, when we perform well. And during January, we had a really good streak. So really, really, I'm happy and I appreciate everybody about this award. But, you know, the most important is ahead.
This is number five for you, right? I mean, this is you're making a habit of winning these monthly awards, man. It's number five. You tie Mike James with five and you're two behind Nikola Mirotic, man. I know you're probably too caught up in what you're doing and playing and all these games and focused. Hopefully, though, because just watching you as fans, all of us watch you, I hope you realize that you're a generational talent, that you're really kind of marking an era in this league. And so I just want you to know that because it's been so much fun to watch and it's going to keep being fun watching you, man, because you're killing it right now. And so, hey. I want to get to the stats. I don't want to pat your back, your back too much, but let's get through these stats because I got to check this tablet right here because I almost can't believe it. 6-1, Olympiakos, where you guys got 16 wins after January. PIR of 29, 23.6 points per game, 70% two-point field goals, 54%. What was your New Year's resolution, man? Is this all just New Year's resolution coming to fruition?
You know, it was a turning point for our team because December was not so good. Like from end of November was not so good for our team. So we had the big derby, as you remember, 2nd of January. So I think that was the moment that we played one of our best games this season. And then we had some must-win games, you know. But what I'm doing like every month, every day in practice behind and close scenes, you know, that's what I'm doing for a living. That's what I'm trying to do, to work hard, to help my team to win games and hopefully go until the end of this road. So, you know, nothing new this month, nothing different. Just believing in my work, believing in my team and keep going with that.
And I mean, you guys, it was mainly, obviously, you got the team around you to build off, but you kind of put them on your shoulders in this. But you guys, 6-7, like you said, this was a turning point, but it all started with that first game. How important was it against Panathinaikos to just start the year off kind of, not fresh because you're in the middle of the season, but that's another point to just like, okay, huge game, starting the year, let's start this off right.
You know, the rivalry between the two teams, it's well known and always gives you a boost. Even though after this game we lost from Fener, which Fener, like, it's first in the standings and it was a tough game. We felt that we played also good against Fener. We had a pretty solid game despite the loss. So, but to go back with Panathinaikos, you know, gives you confidence, gives you energy, gives you boost. And it's always good for the whole organization in both sides to win the your opponent, your biggest opponent. So after we had some must-win games against talented teams that were they're not very high in the standings, but we knew that you know, it's when the people and everybody just expects you to win. So those games are tricky. Those games can cost you, and if you win, it's just a win. So we did our job pretty good, and we'll keep going to our main goal.
Let's go back. Talk about that loss to Fenner because you bounced back. You're in a similar situation right now after the trip to Dubai. You bounced back against Bayern Munich. How difficult does it make it kind of to lose that opening game of a double week and then bounce back?
You know, we had, I don't want to, you know, every team has absences, but this game, I think we miss a crucial player, Nikola Milutinov, which the way Fenner plays would help us. Even Donta played an amazing game. You know, Nico is Nico. So he would help us, like all these differences that Coach Istikevičius is doing. But we bounced back. And as I said, we had some games with teams that they're not high in the standings, but they fight every week. Bayern, Partizan, FS, Maccabi, you know. And then finally the big game against Barca, which we're in same ranking. And we had to give a payback for the first loss we had in Barcelona. So the whole month was, you know, we worked hard. We had some additions, Corey Joseph, Tyreek Jones, you know, players that really high quality players. We had to induct them in the team. To give them like our help and to like make them feel comfortable. And I think doing this with winning, it's something really good.
Yeah, winning always helps kind of
Yeah.
the adaptation process for those guys. How much have they helped just with the depth? Do you ever just watch Tyreek and just like kind of jaw drop with your jaw on the floor? Like, how is he doing some of the stuff that he's doing?
You see, like the game with Barcelona, he was amazing. The energy he brought, the blocks, the steals. I think he's you know, he's getting heated with the crowd, with the fans. This helps him. And Corey is like 1,000 games in NBA. You know, he just I'm letting this down. You cannot say much about Corey. He's a really smart player, really good player. Obviously, he didn't play for a long time. We need to help him like learn the European basket. But everybody, we have also two injured players that they will come back. You know, we have a really, really deep roster. And when everybody is healthy, I know it will be trouble for the coach. But you know, and with this EuroLeague, with this, with so many games, you have to. And we go game by game. I know it's cliche. I know people wanna hear about Final Fours, about playoff, about all this. But with this schedule, the only thing you can do is work every day, your routine, and go game by game.
These guys got maybe one of the best people to take under their wing to show them the European game and obviously what it's like playing in Greece. But I want to talk about the year that you weren't in Athens, in Piraeus, because that was a year where you didn't have the fans, you didn't have the home court, you didn't have all this stuff. What did you miss the most? And what did you realize when you came back that you missed the most?
You know, first of all, I miss the most the whole game. To be part of something important, to be one of the main roles, to be the guy that will take decisions, to play the game, you know, to lose, to win, but to be there. And then the love of the fans, you know, as I came back, the support they showed me, how much they wanted me back, you know, and the fans and the whole organization. And, you know, we try to build here a real family bond. You know, it's tough because the professional sport is kind of a business nowadays. But first of all, this starts from our presidents, Mr. Panayiotis Yoros Angelopoulos, because they try to build the whole organization as a family. And then the fans support us. And, you know, in everyday life, in losses, in wins, in trophies, in failures, we try to go all this together. And I miss, as I said, when I come back, this is my second family. And, you know, I missed all of this when I was away.
For sure, man. I understand it, of course. You live and breathe it, man. Every time you step on the court, you can see it. Now, this month in January, you had, I don't think, under 20 PIR. And everybody wants to talk. Maybe some fans from some team, I don't want to say which one, say you're all about the PIR. Is that true? What do you say to those people?
As I heard it, PIR. Man, the only thing that comes to my mind, and the only thing I care with PIR and PIR is Piraeus. We fight for this. We succeed with this, we fail with this, but that's only my mind. For the other people, I would just let them, hate. Everything is good.
Are you dropping catchphrases right now, my man? I mean, come on, you can't do it on the court and off the court too, brother.
But that's my strength, though, to play with my mind. So
Man, you're on camera more than I am these days. You're on the microphone more than I am these days with the fantasy challenge and all that stuff. I mean, how's that going for you?
I'm trying to help, but last week was terrible, so I'll not comment. I'll let people think I'm good.
Hey, I got a question. I got Javi right here next to me watching this whole thing. Who knows more about basketball? You, Vasiliki, Javi, or Frankie?
Oh man, if I have to rank like 1 to 4,
Yeah.
okay, I'll give Javi the first place because he's a little bit older than us. So
I got him over here. I would have said Vasiliki,
I'll
you
give
know.
no, Vasiliki, I remember what she did once upon a time. So I'll say Javi, me, Frankie, and Vasiliki.
Vasily, oh, I okay. Well, that's your rank and stick to it. I feel you, my man.
Yeah.
Let's track back to when you were a kid. Your dad played at Lukoil Academic. You guys, I mean, am I right to say he's the president still,
He was
or
the general
he was the
manager
G?
back in the days, yeah.
Okay, so I mean, you grew up with the game. I mean, I don't know if he took you to the practices every day, you know. And what was that like when kind of growing up with basketball in your system already?
No, it was the destiny, as I said, because when I was 3, 4 years old, he was taking with me to practices. Even before he became a GM, when he was a player with my sister also was playing basketball, so it was in the family. And then becoming a GM, starting watching games, EuroCup back then. I remember, Javi will remember too, those games. And then we'll start watching EuroLeague, go to my first Final Four, and then as a kid, and then start watching more and more. But always, my father was my role model, the guy I was following up to on and off the court, and he helped me a lot. I know he's my number one fan, but also my number one to criticize and to try to help me every day to become better. And also for my mother, my sister, everybody in the family who, even when I was like very young age, they taught me all these things for on and off the court, and I'm really blessed and really thankful to them.
Did you think you were going to be a basketball player, a professional basketball player when you were that young?
To be honest, I was always dreaming it. I was always working hard to be successful and to try to reach my limits. But when you're young and as a person in life, I don't like to dream so big. I try to put small goals every day. And that's what I was doing since I was like 14, 15 years old. So, your limits and your potential, you'll never know until you reach it. So that's what I'm trying to do.
There's one thing to dream it. There's a whole nother thing to do it and then become one of the best in the world at what you do. And man, you're one of the best on the continent. I don't know if that was ever the dream or if that was ever running through your mind when you were a kid.
Even now I'll tell you the same. Trying to practice every day, trying to improve every day, trying to bring and to make something big with my club and my people over here. So that's the only goal.
I mean, you've basically done everything else. There's one thing missing, though, and you got a big chance to do it on enemy soil, man. When the Final Four, it was announced that it was going to be held in Athens. What was your first thought?
No trips, no trips, and it's something big. It's something big for the whole country. It's really nice that it will be held again here. The whole country needed it after so many years. So it's a challenge for us to be there. We know deep inside that it's the opponent's court. But doesn't affect us. I know this for the fans, and this is something they like to. And they dream to, but for us, it doesn't affect us so much. It's only one arena, and it's only one goal. To go there, you need to go through two phases. First, the regular season and the playoffs. So that's what we're trying to do. A lot of talented teams this year, a lot of potential, and everybody has the same goal. So The only thing that I like is that if we're there, that hopefully will be no travel, which will help.
What was your phone like? What's the line looking like for people lining up for tickets, waiting out the door, hitting you up?
With the previous Final Fours, we had the same. My close people know it. It's me and my family, my really, really close people. The others, they can find tickets. It's on. It will be online when, like, 11th of February, something like this.
Look
So.
at you. You're a spokesperson. You got the MVP. You're doing a little bit of promoting too. You're the man. You know what it's like. You've been there before. You know what it takes to get a team to the Final Four. Do you see the makings of Final Four team with what you have around you?
We have the full potential, and that's our goal. Anything else will be a failure. Anything else will not be for us. So that's the ultimate goal, is to go until the end. But as I said, we have to put goals during the season. First is to finish at the top four, to take the home court advantage. Then is to go to the Final Four, and then it's totally different competition, and to win it over there. So we're sticking our first goal to make as many wins as possible, and then that's the goal for this team. We have 19 players. The whole organization, the president, make a really big investment, so we have the potential to do it.
I mean, you talk about being a fan of the game before you even played or became a star of the game, and you're still like that. I mean, you collect those stickers. I don't even know what they are. Somebody had to explain to me what they are, these stickers. Give me a little insight about that.
It's the stickers that Panini and EuroLeague did together, with all the players. And
Okay, all right, all right.
you feel like a little kid when you do it, but it's also, I like the game, I want to have it, I buy some stickers, that's it, just for the fun of the to be again a kid.
All right. Well, at the when and if you make it at the Final Four, you got to show me these things. Maybe sign one for me or something like that, and we'll give it away to one of the listeners. So you guys comment on there, see who else wants to get a little signed Sasha Vazenkov, a Panini sticker. Do you collect anything else? Do you collect jerseys or shoes, like other people's jerseys?
I collect jerseys for people that I love, and I admire their game, and I respect so much. I have some from EuroLeague, I have some from NBA, just to have memories, because at the end of the day, it's good to know with who you played. We have respect between each other, and so many legends of the game, and I want to have as many jerseys as possible.
I'm taking this one back to my house with me too. This is, I didn't earn it, but I'm taking this one back to me to tribute our show together on the MVP of the month, man. Olympiakos isn't just making moves in EuroLeague and Champions League too. Are you guys watching that as the basketball team, keeping an eye on that? You want to go to the Champions League game against
We
Leverkusen, I think, right?
unfortunately will not be in town because we have
Oh.
the final eight of the Greek Cup this whole week, but I hope they win. It's good for the club, and it's good to watch, for the fans to watch good teams. So I hope they go one more round, and why not even further.
Yeah, you never know, man. I mean, Mendilibar, he's got them whipped into shape. I saw him in Rome actually when I was on vacation. He was on vacation during an international break. Seems like a real good dude. Speaking of good dudes, I mean, you guys got teammates. Your chemistry is so good, and I think that's kind of what makes you guys such a special team. Evan's big all over social media and stuff, talking about food. Have you brought him to some of your local spots? I know he loves the lamb chops, the souvlaki, all that stuff. You got to know some of the nice little corners in town that are maybe a little off the map.
We try to tell him every time where to go, but he's now second year here. He know the spots he has to visit, and he wants to try something different from the usual, from to go out of his comfort zone, to try more things. So Evan is Evan. He always comment on Twitter. We know him now. At first it was something not something that we had used before and got used, but now we know him, he'll comment, he'll be active, and we like for who he is.
And this is the last question before I'm going to let you get out of here. But man, you guys have been so close so many times over the last couple of years. if and when it happens, and if it is, I'll be there on the court asking you the same question again. But if it does happen, I know you don't want to put that in the future, but would it be worth the wait, worth all those heartbreaks if you were going to get it in Athens this year?
You know, of course, every year, every Final Four has its own history. Unfortunately, the three have been, you know, we're on the wrong side, but we keep working, we keep believing, we keep developing, we keep like improving. And you know, we don't want to think anything else, but you know, improving every day, try to go there, try to fight again, to have your chance, because in order to win it, you have to have your chance first. So we want to be there, we want to be part of the whole Final Four, and then have our own chances in this different competition, different 3 days competition. So of course we won it. Of course, it's something that we missed a couple of years, you know, by a little bit, by one game, by one shot, by everything. But at the end, you have to give yourself a chance, a fair chance to win it again. So that's what we try to do, to give. Because if you don't make the Final Four, you're not winning. So give ourselves a chance, be prepared, be tougher, see all these failures and try to make it, you know, make it good and try to win it.
Man, Sasha, I could stay here and talk basketball with you all day long, but I know you got practice and I don't want Coach Podzokas making you run sprints during practice. So I don't know if you can do that with the MVP of the month, right? You can't make the MVP of the month run sprints.
He will yell at you, so you don't want to yell at you.
All right, my man. Thanks
Thank
so much
you.
For
Thanks
stopping
so much.
By. Congratulations on the MVP of
Thank
January.
You so much.
Keep killing it. We might see each other this time next month, too, if you keep up this pace. For everybody on YouTube listening, everybody on the podcast, YouTube, like, subscribe. Make sure to comment as well. It's been a pleasure. Thanks a lot, Sasha, once again. And I'm Dane R. Lucas signing off here from the EuroLeague Studios.